Only giving up 3 points to a team that's put up 70 plus in the last 2 weeks. I thought that was pretty. That's the one thing that stood out to us. So that's team defense for you. And what was the second part of that?
What statement did you guys make today?
We're 4-2. That's the only statement we made. If you remember, we came in here last year and lost. And they were the team that won, and you know, and we ended up being the team of that won the Super Bowl. So the only thing this says to us is we can play with the best teams in the NFC. They are one of those teams, and we expect them to be right there at the end of the year. And that's all that matters right now. We just got to continue to get better.
How did you hold a team that scored 79 points in 2 games?
We just played team defense. Was able to get them out of their running game, stopped that after probably the second drive. We kind of shut down on their running game and, allowed us to, dial up some blitzes, dial up some pressure on Smith. And, our secondary played well all throughout the game. I know Trail had 2 picks. And, Prince got the big pick early. It kind of set its own. And offense did a great job of, moving the ball, keeping our defense fresh all game. And it just allowed us to play fast all game. I don't know if I saw him rattled. I think we just played good team defense. When he threw the ball, we had corners or safeties right on the guys that was that was intended. We got pressure on him. Even when we didn't sack him, we had guys in his face that made it difficult for him to step up and throw the ball accurately. And I think other than that, you take away that run that they want to run, they want to pound you. First and foremost. So we kind of tucked that away with, getting up on them, getting the lead, and kind of they had to come from behind there in the second half, and that kind of changed the dynamic of the football game. So I just feel as though it was a great team effort.
Justin, does this remind you of the team you got in the playoffs? So, the way you played today remind you of the team that you got to work in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I thought we played very well all 3 phases. That's how we win football games, not just, one guy or one side of the ball. When we play our best, we're playing together in all 3 phases. I thought special teams played well. I thought defense played well. I thought offense moved the ball. They ran the ball, was physical. And, that's how we want to play it. So I thought it was just a complete team effort today.
A lot of people thought the whole coming into the league was the best team in football. Beat them.
Does this make the Giants the best team? No one really cares. I'm sure after week 6 last year, we weren't the best team in football, but we won the Super Bowl. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So I'm not worried about where we are right now. I'm worried about where we are come January, February. And this is a huge stump. A huge building block for us. That's a great football team out there. We came in their house and went toe to toe with them and won a football game here. Something we can build on. But it's a long season. We got to continue to do this. Well, I guess. I guess we just got kind of tired of you guys talking about how I saw us on some milk cartons in the Post and some other newspapers. So, it's been a struggle for us to generate pressure with our front four, and that's what we've been known for doing over the years. And, this week we kind of got back to what our basis was and kind of threw out some things that weren't working for us and just got back to the basics, and it boded well for us.
What are the 49ers? In that long list of team players who are questioning whether the best team in the Super Bowl last year, do you think this is a long way to shut them up?
No. The only way you shut guys up is a year-by-year basis. And if we win the Super Bowl this year, that means we're the best team this year. Last year was last year. Yeah, we won it last year, but, we've moved on from that. We don't really thrive on that. When I retire, I thrive on Super Bowl rings. Until then, I'll be trying my best to get more and more of them.
Some of that personnel team is Tom was talking about on the defense. Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get guys in that, we felt as though it was going to help this team and help show that the 49ers a different look. We got a lot of guys that can play a lot of great football, and this week it gave them an opportunity to do so. The 49ers have some packages that you got to bring some extra guys in, and we had some guys down, Chris Candy's down, Rocky Benarish down, and it gave some younger guys an opportunity to step up. Coon stepped up, Austin stepped up. There was a lot of guys that was able to come in and fill that void, and that's basically what it was.
How about Tracy?
Tracy had a great game. We had some packages that was, just for him. We had a package in where he was the guy, and he did well. And, you know, going into the week, we didn't know how he would respond to it, but he was eager to get in there and mix it up, and he played well, got a sack and a couple big tackles for us, and it was just something I hope that he can build on. Yeah, huge. I don't know. We're going to just do what we do. Go back and watch the film, look at the mistakes, look at the things we did good, try to build on that. I know that these next two games are division games. They're huge for us, and you know, we'll be ready to play.